The Committee on Public Integrity and Elections will come to order. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Thompson. Barterman.
Here.
Brannon. Excused. Byrd. Clemens.
Here.
Daly. Excused. Graw. Ngoglia.
Here.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Coster.
Here.
Lamarca. Roach.
Present.
Silvers. Silvers. Stevenson.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Valdez.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, Sanjay. Members, welcome back. Ready to roll Monday. We're going to get right into Representative Cheney, HB 7031 OGSR, alleged victim or victim of sexual harassment by the State Affairs Committee. Representative Cheney, welcome to the committee. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair Perez. Thank you, committee. This bill revises the public record exemption of alleged victims of sexual harassment to make it clear that the personal identifying information of a victim is also protected from disclosure. The bill also clarifies that such information is only confidential and exempt if it identifies the person as an alleged victim or victim of sexual harassment and allows the person to waive that confidentiality in writing if they so choose. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Member, are there any questions? Seeing none, there is no public testimony. Members, we're in debate. Any members wishing to debate? Seeing none, Representative Cheney, you're free to close.
Wave close.
Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Thompson? Smith?
Yes.
Barterman?
Yes.
Brannon? Excuse. Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Daly? Excuse. Graw?
Yes.
Ngoglia?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers? Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Bill passes, sir.
Congratulations, Representative Cheney. Show the bill passes.
Thank you, Chair.
Moving on to the next bill by Representative Benjamin, HB 285, Visiting County and Municipal Detention Facilities. Welcome to the committee, Representative Benjamin. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member. This bill we had before us last session. This is the bill that allows us to visit our county jails unannounced, just as we do our state prisons. It passed unanimously through this committee last session and as well as the floor, and I ask for your favorable support. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, any questions? Seeing none, we'll get into public testimony. We have Denise Rock waving in support. We have Kara Gross from American Civil Liberties Union of Florida waving in support. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waving in support. Thomas Regangle, waving in support. Catherine Raganese, waving in support. And Lorette Phillipson, waving in support. Members, we're in debate. Any members wishing to debate the bill? Seeing none, Representative Benjamin, you are free to close.
And I wave close and ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Thompson? Smith?
Yes.
Barterman?
Yes.
Brannon?
Excuse.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Daly? Graw?
Yes.
Ngoglia?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers? Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Congratulations, Representative Benjamin. Show the bill passes.
Thank you all.
Last but not least, we will move to CS for HB 1493, Alachua County by Local Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee by Representative Clemens, who will be presenting from his chair. Representative Clemens, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. HB 1493 is a local bill for Alachua County. What it does is places a ballot initiative on the November 2022 ballot that would allow the electorate in Alachua County to vote whether or not they would like to keep a countywide voting for each of the five county commissioners, or would they like to have single-member districts for each of the county commissioners? That is the bill. Mr. Chairman, it passed 3-1 in the local public hearing and 17-0 with bipartisan support in the previous committee stop.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions for Representative Clemens? Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Clemens, can you tell me what the composition of the county commission is at this point in Alachua County?
Representative Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Composition?
Are minority communities represented in an at-large system?
Yes.
Representative Clemens.
Yes.
They are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other members in questions? Representative LaMarca.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, can you tell me every 10 years after the Diano census, how does Alachua County, if they're not doing this now, how would they make up these districts?
Representative Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I think I understand the question from Representative LaMarca is how are the district boundaries made up?
Representative LaMarca.
If I can clarify, how would they be made up of their single-member districts?
Representative Clemens.
The way that I understand it, Mr. Chairman and Representative LaMarca, is the county commission would do the exact same districting that they have done in the past. The five county commissioners determine every 10 years or so when reapportionment happens, they determine those district lines and vote on it as a commission for approval of those district lines.
Thank you.
Any other members in questions? Seeing none, we will get into public testimony. Representative Yvonne Hinson. Representative, welcome to our committee. You are recognized to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It feels funny on this side of the dais. Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, and Ranking Member, you know me, I'm Representative Yvonne Hinson. This proposal is near and dear to me. This is my hometown. So I'm speaking to you today as a citizen of Alachua County. Representative Clemens proposes placing a charter amendment on the November ballot to create five single-member county commission districts. This radical change would make commissioners accountable only to the citizens in their district. House Bill 1493 seeks to reduce our commission representation by 4/5. This bill is the preemption of all preemptions in that it ignores the amendment process spelled out in the Alachua County Charter. We have a charter. The charter is the equivalent of the county's constitution. And like changing the United States Constitution or the state constitution, amending the charter, the county charter, should not be easy. The charter establishes three methods for citizens to place referendums on the ballot. It is already written in our charter, and it's very clearly outlined. Convince the county commission to place it on the ballot. Convince the Charter Review Commission, which meets every 10 years, Ms. Rep. LaMarca, to place it on the ballot, or through the petition signature process, motivated citizens can roll up their sleeves and do the work to get only 10% of registered voters to sign a petition to place amendments on the ballot, just like you and I do to qualify to run for representative by petition. Commissioners elected at large is the structure for counties in Florida statute. Each commissioner lives in their district and is elected by all voters and represents everyone in our county. Another system is single-member districts. In this system, voters have only one commissioner to elect instead of five, and only one to hold accountable. The single-member district system provides less representation and leads to fighting district interests instead of five commissioners focus on the good of the entire county. Now, we have that system in the city of Gainesville already, and none of the delegation that voted for this likes it. Ask them. They don't like it. Not one. For decades, a small group in the political minority has tried to get a single-member district's charter amendment on the ballot in Alachua County. Each time, their efforts have failed. They have been unable to convince the county commission, the charter review commission, and their one attempt at the signature process fell flat. Single-member proponents claim that small cities have no representation. But of course, that's not true. All five commissioners represent all the citizens of Alachua County, and the county's investments and cooperation with the small cities demonstrate that the commission cares deeply for every city in the unincorporated area. Single-member districts are nothing more than an attempt to gerrymander a district. Winning elections when you are in the political minority is hard. Rep. Clemens knows. Back when he was a Democrat, was a conservative Alachua County commissioner in the 90s. So he's well aware of this challenge. It is hard. In his three state house elections, Rep. Clemens has never won his home county of Alachua.
Representative, keep it to the substance of the bill, and let's not get into personal
I'm just right. I'm reading talking points. So I'll try to skip okay. over that. You're right. Let me figure out where I need to. Okay. This attack on home rule has caught the attention of the Florida Association of Counties, who in a very unusual move is supporting Alachua County's position on this local bill. Local bills are generally outside of their purview. And Florida Association of Counties and county commissioners across the state, Democrats and Republicans, are deeply concerned about this ill-advised preemption bill. If we get this, if you pass this today, this will do nothing. It won't succeed. It will cost us money. It will put our staff at work at things that we don't need. We need them dealing with our constituents. We have housing crises. We have food deserts. We got broadband we're trying to put in. We've got money they've put into these rural communities for broadband. We got a lot going on, and we do not need to distract our staff from doing the work of the people. Those are my words. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Thompson, you are recognized for a question. Representative Henson.
Thank you. Representative Henson, under an at-large voting system, it's very difficult for minority communities to win because they have to win the whole county. Would not a single member district improve the representation of minorities on the Alachua County Commission?
Representative Henson.
Thank you very much. Not in our county. Our county is well diverse. Minorities live all over the county. Minorities are represented on the county commission, but they have to win by county, and it hasn't been a problem so far. We have women and minorities already represented.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In terms of the at-large seat that's recommended here, would that not be an opportunity for, you're focused on someone who represents the entire county, would that not bring that element to the commission?
Representative Henson.
Could you say that again, restate it?
In addition, Mr. Chair, in addition to the single member districts, there's a proposal for at-large elections as well. And I'm asking if that would not bring, the concern is the commissioners would be responsible only for a single community. Would not the at-large commissioner address that concern?
Representative Henson.
I think what I hear you saying is that would a single member commissioner also address at-large concerns? Is that what you're asking me?
Just the opposite.
Would an at-large commissioner also address single district concerns. They do, and they do it now, and they do it well.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you. Representative Henson, is this proposal going before the voters in Alachua County to allow them to decide?
Representative Henson.
Yes, ma'am. It's going before them for the second or third time.
Thank you.
Any other members in questions? Representative Roach.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative Henson. I just had one question. I noticed you closed by saying that these are your words, but it looks like you were quoting directly from an op-ed published in the Gainesville Sun, written by Alachua County Commissioner Mary Alford. Were you reading directly from her op-ed, or were those truly your words?
Representative Henson.
They were Commissioner Alford's words, edited by me so that I could say what I want to say in certain places.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Ngolia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, what is the approximate demographic makeup in your county for black voters, African-American voters? What percentage of the population is black voters?
About 25. I'm sorry.
You recognize.
About 25%.
Follow up.
I just want to verify that. Oh, about 25%.
If, Mr. Chair, if there's somebody in the audience that can help.
And I think they're going to be speaking as well.
Okay. They'll be speaking a little bit. Maybe we can ask them that question.
Sure.
Then. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
No, I'm going to continue along.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Representative Ngolia.
So if you have countywide 25% representation, based upon that, actually, before I get to my next question, answer me this question. This is piggybacking off of Rep. Thompson's line of questioning. What is the demographic makeup currently of the county commission? How much African-American black representation do you have, or of color? Is there any, what is the overall breakdown?
Representative Henson.
Yeah, currently there is one African-American, three females, and two males.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
So if you have a 25%, with 25% representation, a demographic breakdown in a county of 25% of black voters, wouldn't it stand to reason then if you went with single districts, there would be a much better chance of African-American representation on the county commission, because then the you have a higher concentration of black voters in a single district, so it's not diluted countywide.
Representative Henson.
Thank you. I understand your premise. And basically, your premise should be true. However, we have had a commission with three African Americans at one time. We have also had a commission with two African Americans. It depends on who runs, what their qualifications are, and how well they're received by the voters.
Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
Doesn't that boil down to the quality of the candidate? If the candidate is a great candidate, going to care about the community, I don't think the majority of the voters, the vast majority of the voters, don't care what you look like.
Exactly.
Right? So to follow up on this is that why would single districts, moving to single districts, change the demographic makeup of a county commission? If you had three African-American county commissioners at one time, why would it change? Because as of right now, the way I look at it, right, it appears to me from what you're saying is that those three county commissioners at one time, one county commissioner now, were the best candidates and they were elected, right? But it also would stand the reason, because of the demographic makeup, you have 75% of them are not African-American. So there is a chance in the future that you could have zero black representation on the county commission. Single districts, it appears to me, would ensure black representation on the county commission. Can you follow what I'm saying and realize that there is a much better chance of representation with the single district as opposed to countywide?
Representative Henson.
Thank you. I do, and I would if were it another community. But in our community, and that is what I'm trying to preserve, in our community, we work well together. We elect the best candidate regardless of their demographic. And we serve all the constituents of the county, not based on a demographic. This is how we work. This is how we have worked for years. You can even ask the sponsor. We work well together. Demographically, racially, socially.
One last question, Mr.
Chair. You recognize for your last follow-up.
So what is the harm to putting this vote to the voters and allowing them, if they believe, as you believe, that district-wide is better, then let them vote that way. If not in single district, then they believe that they're going to have better representation because you have a single district that is going to look out for the aspects of that community in those single districts. Why not just let them take the vote to the polls and see how it shapes up?
Representative Hinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Ngoglia, I have already warned my people. It will go to ballot. However, what we're trying to prevent is the time and money and effort it's going to take away from our constituents to do this. We have other issues that we already have on the plate that we need to be working on, not a ballot initiative. That's the only harm.
Thank you. Any other questions for Representative Vincent? Thank you, Representative. Next, we'll have Tim Martin, City Commissioner. You're recognized, Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, committee members. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Tim Martin. I'm a five-time elected City Commissioner in Newberry. Newberry is in Alachua County, approximately 25 minutes west of Gainesville, downtown Gainesville. And I really just have a one-page brass tacks for you. The Alachua County Commission would have you believe that they are serving the entire county, yet they are spending tax dollars to keep from giving them a voice on this matter. We want to champion voters' rights, yet they want to stop voters from voting on this issue. Alachua County Commission wants you to believe that they are five commissioners serving all county commissioners, and changing to a single-member district would reduce this representation from five down to one. Yet they are here, and none of them are representing people who support Representative Clement's bill. In 2019, the Alachua County Commission appointed a 13-person charter review commission. 12 Democrats, one Republican, 10 or 11 of the 13 lived in the city of Gainesville. The Alachua County Commission created a portal for members of the public to suggest charter amendments. Over half of the approximately 100 submissions were single-member related submissions and suggestions. The Democrat-heavy CRC did not even take up the topic. At a key meeting on this topic, the lone Republican on the Charter Commission resigned due to the lack of willingness for that committee to even discuss the matter whatsoever. But instead, the CRC did recommend four amendments. One, a growth management amendment, which ensured they still had control over a person's property, regardless of that person annexed into a city, which barely passed the ballot and actually required multiple recounts. They offered an amendment to create an affordable housing trust fund, an amendment to administratively clean up two unenforceable, unconstitutional charter provisions, and lastly, a very important amendment to allow Treasury reports to continue to be allowed electronically, but no longer required in writing. Very important. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not representing the entire county. It is far from it. This ballot measure simply gives the voters an opportunity to weigh in on the matter. The county commission will still draw the lines, and I have no doubt that those lines will still protect the thumb-on-the-scale voting by their Gainesville-centric base in place today. So what are they worried about? What are they afraid of? Letting someone just speak? The county commission would have you believe this is an attack on their home rule by the state government. They seem to think that home rule stops with them. It doesn't. Home rule ultimately stops at the home. It is in the name, and it stops with the individuals in that home. Not giving them a voice is the ultimate attack on home rule, and they are the ones doing the attacking. I am sure you will see why some voters in Alachua County want an opportunity to at least just weigh in on the issue. It may not change any of the dynamics in Alachua County, but at least we will have a vote to point to and describe. What is the harm in just letting the people vote? Won't you be my Valentine and support this bill?
Thank you for being here, Commissioner.
I'm available for any questions.
I have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
When you said that the Board of County Commissioners is using tax dollars to defeat the referendum, what did you mean by that?
Well, they already have plans to actually put out publications and start lobbying against this bill to be put on the ballot. They will do that with tax dollars. They've already committed and said they were going to do. And Representative Roach was correct. Representative Hinson was reading virtually a verbatim statement by Commissioner, Alachua County Commissioner, Mary Alford, a statement that the county posted on their Facebook page recently, one that they actually have turned the comments off on. Their Facebook page, they don't allow comments, so they don't even allow the public to speak on their Facebook page.
Okay. Members, any questions for the commissioner? Representative Ngoli with a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any documentation showing that the county commissioner is going to engage in a political campaign with county tax dollars?
They actually mentioned it in the delegation meeting. I'm sure it's in the meetings of the delegation meeting.
Follow up.
You recognize?
So who made the suggestion that they were going to use tax dollars? Was it a piece of paper? Was it an email that was sent? Was it maybe a city manager or one of the commissioners or an administrator that got up there and said that we are going to do this? I just need, can you help draw back to me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe it was one of the county commissioners. If not, it might have been the spokesman for the Alachua County who's actually here. I don't remember the person who spoke, but again, the minutes of the delegation meeting should be able to shed some light on that for you.
That'd be great. Yep. Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Stevenson.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair Perez. I was wondering, are the districts drawn so that they are all incorporate a significant piece of Alachua County?
Yes, ma'am. If you figure and picture a pie in your mind, Alachua County is just kind of almost a generic circle, and the district lines currently are really just look like pieces of the pie. They're almost equal in size. They all kind of coalesce in the center of Gainesville, so very similar.
Thank you. I've seen that kind of influence before as a community grows and they need more broader representation right. To represent their needs. I really appreciate you coming to testify today.
Yes, ma'am. I can't take up
the Valentine thing, though, however. So,
but, I mean, it's just like you. The state of Florida doesn't vote on the representatives from Georgia or California. So it's really the same dynamic on a smaller scale, so it is relative.
Any other questions, members? Representative Valdez.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, can you tell me, and I don't know if maybe if you can't answer this question, maybe Rep. Clemens might, do you know if there's any other county in the state of Florida that has a full commission that's made up of single member districts?
I do not. Good question, though.
Miami, but go, Representative Clemens, if you want to chime in real quick. I don't want to get into a debate, but just very quickly so you can answer her question.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The answer to that is yes, of the 67 counties, 24 counties, 24 of the 67 are made up of single-member districts. 6 have mixed, and then 37 are elected at large, so about a little more than a third of the counties.
Thank Representative you. LaMarco with a question.
I apologize, Mr. Chair. I'm just going to weigh in on that. If there were no single-member districts in Broward County, they wouldn't have diverse representation that they have now.
Okay. That's any more questions, and then we'll get into debate once we're done with the public testimony. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to have Stephanie Tyler. Okay. Stephanie Tyler? No. She's a proponent. Mary Ellen Wheeler? The chair of the Alachua County Board of County Commissioners. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Perez and Vice Chair Smith, Ranking Member Thompson, and committee members. I am Mary Helen Wheeler, and I am the chair of the Alachua County Commission, and on behalf of that commission, I'm here today to oppose this bill. I'm a retired teacher, 22 years in Alachua County, and I have students, former students, all over this county. I represent District 2. District 2 is part of Newberry, Alachua, and High Springs, that quadrant up in the northwestern part of the county. But I enjoy representing all of the communities in Alachua County. I have made it my point to be friends and colleagues with all the city commissions, with the mayors of those communities, and I have a list of accomplishments here that we have made happen in just this year alone for the whole county of Alachua. We are fortunate to have a very stable group of five commissioners right now who are outstanding in their fields, who have elements to bring to the group that have covered a wide range of problems in our county. I am comfortable to have people call me from all over the county. I am comfortable going to any community, whether that's in my district or not. Anyone in our community, in the county, can call any one of us and know that we are committed to go and work any way we can to make sure that the needs of that community are met. And I am firmly convinced of that, black, white, green, or purple. We are at the bidding of anyone who is there. And believe me, teaching in Alachua County in a middle school for 22 years, a lot of my youngins were immigrant children. They were black children, and I am just as comfortable in any of those communities as I am in any other community in Alachua County. I have notes, but I feel like that I need to put a personal face on this as the chair of this commission. I was elected by the county in 2018 by 67% of the vote in the county. And I have been working with Commissioner Martin from Newberry. I have a list here of things that we have done for the city of Newberry, and one of them is funding the Agricultural and Equestrian Center that we focused on in that community. We also have put up the new IFAS Extension building in that community. The other commissioners were as full-on involved and invested in making that happen for that community than for any community that was in the district that they represent. Our concern is that we want to make sure that all of the citizens of Alachua County have access to five commissioners, not just one. And we want to make sure that the demographic that you are concerned about is represented by a caring group of folks, and we believe that the voters of Alachua County will put those people into place, and that those voters are the ones who are going to determine who are their representatives, all five, that are there going, if we go to this system of a single district vote, representative, that knocks the rest of us out. That puts us down to the point where they're only going to get they're going to miss out on 4/5 the representation that they could have had. I am frankly embarrassed that this has come before you. We feel like that this is a local issue. This is something that we should be dealing with and have dealt with in the past. And every time that we have put it before the voters, that it's been voted no. We know that if it gets there, if you folks put it there on our ballot, that it will be voted no. And you will have wasted your time, your energy, and if you're talking about taxpayers' money, your taxpayers' money is going to be wasted on an issue that is a done deal in our county. We're happy with the way that we are working there. There are a few folks that are disgruntled. There are a few folks that actually wanted to separate from Alachua County. And I think that some of those are the ones who are pushing this agenda item in front of you. And I am, like I say, I am sorry for the time that's been wasted. I am a FAC member. I go to the FAC meetings with all of the other Florida county commissioners, and if they are backing us, then I know we're on the right trail here. We don't understand why our county has been singled out in this district that Representative Clemens has. If the other counties are not being required to put it on their ballot, why should we be? So I come before you as a public servant. as a public school teacher, retired, and I just want you to know that the people in my county are cared for and attended to by everyone that's on our board right now. I'm so proud to be a part of this board. We are committed to the welfare, the well-being of everyone there. We have an election year coming up. We would like to focus on the issues that are concerning all of our citizens as we go forward into this election year. We have major issues that we need to tackle, and we really do not have the time and energy to put towards this bill. We have not put forth any, we don't have to work to fight this bill. We don't have to fund any. I'm surprised, this is news to me. And I was at the meeting where our representatives were there. I have been following this. None of us, and I've been in every commission meeting because I'm determined as the chair to be there every meeting. We have said nothing about this bill in terms of how we would defeat it. We don't have to. We just don't want to be bothered by having it on an agenda or having it on a ballot that's not really worth our time. Thank you, sir.
Representative Ingolio with a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a couple questions here, a couple different subjects. So you just said that you don't have to worry about defeating it. It's basically going to defeat itself. If that is the case, why are you up here lobbying against it?
I'm voting against it because why waste our time? Why waste our time and your time putting it on a ballot when we have a process of having things put on our issues put on our ballot that are important to our community? This is not important to the general population of our community.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
You recognize?
You also made a statement saying that the FAC is backing you all.
What our initiative in terms of coming here to
Mr. Chair,
to
if
defeat
I can
this?
The,
I'm sorry, yeah,
let's
Mr.
wait.
Chair.
Let's wait for. For Representative Ingolio to finish the question.
I'm sorry,
and
Mr.
And you have
Chair.
All the time to respond. Go ahead.
No,
let's wait 1 second. Representative Ingolio, finish your question, please.
So you had made a statement that the FAC is backing you in this opposition of the bill. So does the Florida Association of Counties have a policy paper that they stand against any single district, and they will only have their members advocating for countywide, or is just this
no,
a
I
special
think
case?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I think at this point, what I am understanding is that it's the concern of having the legislatures involve themselves in our local elections or our local ballot initiatives.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
You specifically said that FAC was standing with you all against the proposition of having single member districts. That's
well,
what you said. Did I mishear you?
You're recognized, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. No, it's this House bill particularly that we are working on, local that we are having our local control preempted.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
So to follow up on that, are you aware if FAC has policy position papers out there that stand against every single member district?
No, sir.
Okay. So to follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
So it is entirely possible that they may... I'm just asking this question out of ignorance. They may advocate for countywide in some counties and single districts in other counties. Would that be an accurate assessment of FAC's policies?
If I understand your question correctly, I'd say yes.
Okay, and follow up, Mr. Chair.
You recognize?
So the question to come up whether you county commission was going to use public tax dollars in order to influence the outcome of this. Are you telling me right now that that is not true, and can you pledge to this body in the sunshine where your constituents are listening that your county commission will not use any tax dollars, any staff time on defeating a referendum that's going to be on a ballot?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Representative Roach.
Thank you, and thank you, Commissioner, for being here. I want to try to drill down to the heart of the opposition. Are you aware that one of your fellow county commissioners stated in writing her own hand in the op-ed that her opposition to this was based on the idea that any change may ensure, and I quote, a far-right conservative is elected to the commission? Are you aware of that?
You recognize, ma'am?
I did read the article. I did not have that quote stick in my head, so would you mind saying it one more time and reading it in context?
You recognize.
Sure. She said her opposition to this is because it would ensure that, quote, far-right conservatives are elected to the commission. So it seems that at least one of your commissioners, that this is a political concern, which is not the picture that you're painting here today. Do you share that concern?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
You recognize?
Yeah, this same commissioner also says that in order to defeat this, they will have to engage in a public education campaign. I'm reading this in her words in her op-ed. I guess I'm assuming that's where the taxpayer dollars would come to fund that public education campaign. Is that your understanding?
No, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, sir, I do not agree. And each one of us have our own opinions about these things and how they're going. This is not my opinion. I have full confidence in the voters, Republican, Democrat, Independent, in our county to put the best people there.
One follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
You recognize?
So that's what I want to get to. Presumably from your testimony, I'm assuming you're a voter in Alachua County, you would not vote for this if it were on the ballot. You've said repeatedly that you have confidence in the voters of Alachua County and that this is a local issue. So this is not a question of whether there should be single-member districts. The question is who gets to decide. So why are you so opposed to giving the voters in Alachua County the opportunity to make that decision for themselves if you're so confident in their ability to elect good officials and if it is a local issue, as you stated?
Mr.
Chair, you recognize?
I am not opposed to the voters voting. It has been on the ballot before. It's been defeated a couple of times before. I am opposed to the, for lack of a quicker word, interference of the state into our local affairs when we already have a process in place that would ensure that we get things properly on our ballot.
Any other questions, members? Representative Stevenson.
Thank you. I just wanted to go back to the question about the FAC's involvement. Did you request them to take an opinion, take a position on this bill?
I have not personally requested this. This came from one of my fellow commissioners who is intensely active with the FAC and has been long before I am. This is my first term, my fourth year in, and first year as chair. There are other members who have been more involved.
But they have taken a position on this.
Yes, there is a letter of support to oppose this bill.
You just don't know if it was initiated by a request from your commission?
Not from the whole commission. It was sent by one of our commissioners who was in contact is what I'm trying to say.
So sometimes boards will act together to do that, or individual commissioners will act, and I appreciate you answering that question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions, members? Representative Bartleman.
How come this wasn't, how much discussion was at your legislative delegation meeting? Because usually it gets voted on there, and if that was that should have been brought up there, what was the vote?
You recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know what, I was at that meeting, but we have three members that were our delegation committee. It was 2-1. One of our delegates voted in opposition, Representative Henson.
Thank you.
I have one question for you, Chair,
yes,
if you don't
sir.
Mind. When it comes to the budget of the county, do all expenses have to go through your desk? And here's the reason why I'm asking. Is one county commissioner going to have the ability to spend funds without you giving it the stamp of approval?
For funding for?
Quote, unquote, public education to defeat the referendum?
No, sir. No, sir, we don't. We, as individuals and citizens of the community, you know, we would probably have money to put towards whoever is campaigning if they is part of their platform, you know, as someone who's running for office. In Gainesville, we're going to have a lot of folks run in this year. We've got 4 for the city commission, 2 for the county, and 3 for the school board, I think, as well. So it's going to be a turbulent year in our community in terms of whether we as individuals commit money. It would be more to probably campaign people than to actually campaign issues.
I guess, yeah, and I understand that. I guess my question is, would they be able to use any county dollars, any
no.
tax dollars
no, sir.
To defeat the referendum
no,
without your approval?
No, sir.
Okay. Any other questions, members? Thank you for coming today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Next, we will have Mike Sexton, the Alachua County Communications Director. Mr. Sexton, are you a registered lobbyist? Okay. I would suggest that you register if you're here on behalf of the county after this committee, if you're going to
even if I'm
on their
county
behalf.
Staff, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will do that next time. Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, Ranking Member, thank you for giving me an opportunity to testify. There are several questions that I'd like to clarify. I'd like to begin by clarifying FAC's position here. FAC, in their letter of support, was not weighing in on single-member districts or at-large districts. What FAC was weighing in on was a preemption of the county charter. The voters of Alachua County, when we decided to go to being a charter county, they voted on our charter, on the language of our charter. And the language of our charter gives three distinct ways to amend the charter. Amending the charter shouldn't be easy. Amending the state constitution should not be easy, or the federal constitution. As a matter of fact, this body, over the years, has made it more and more difficult to amend the state constitution, and I believe that's correct, because it should be difficult. What FAC was supporting was the idea that rather than bypassing the county charter, which spells out those three clear ways to amend the charter, you can convince the county commission to do it, you can convince the charter commission to do it, or you can gather 10% of the registered voter signatures, very similar to the state constitution. That's how you get something on the charter amendment. Now, in trying to determine the motivation here, it is that Alachua County is a heavily Democratic county. We happen to have a representative who is a Republican, a representative that we have worked very well with in the past, and it gives me no pleasure to butt heads with Representative Clemens. Two of his other counties are primarily Republican, and the way the district is drawn, he wins. Now, interestingly, both Dixie and Gilchrist County have the exact same commission makeup as Alachua County, and they're heavily Republican. There has been no talk about putting things on their ballots.
Keep it to the bill, sir. Okay. Keep it to the substance of this bill, okay. Not the other counties. We're talking about Alachua County
okay.
today.
Happy to do it. You know, in my experience in watching the legislative process, local bills are normally supported by the entire delegation, and they're dealing with issues that are fairly innocuous to the benefit of the county. This local bill, though, by attempting to dismantle the county charter and make it very easy, they're basically saying, if you have a good idea, let's put it on the ballot. And you can always throw up your hands and say, why don't you want the voters to be able to decide? I mean, I could throw that back to you. I've got a great idea. I want to amend the state constitution. Why would you not put it on the constitution, put it on the ballot for me? Why don't you want to let the voters decide? You know, the reality is we're a primarily blue county. There is a small faction of people who every year wants to put single member districts on the ballot. And by the way, this would be the first time it's been on the ballot. I believe what Commissioner Wheeler was referring to is they've brought it to the Charter Review Commission a few times, and it has been refused there each time. It has not been voted on. All we would say is, if you want to change our charter, roll up your sleeves. Go stand at the fair, go to the farmer's market, gather 10% of the signatures, and you can put it on the ballot. But the reason FAC is supporting this is it's going around something that the voters already voted on, which is the language of our charter, and that's our constitution.
We have a question for you, sir. Representative LaMarca has a question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Sir, if you could, well, first of all, I'll start by saying that Representative Clemens is up here not because of the other two counties, up here because he works his tail off.
He does.
The question I have is, I come from Broward County. We have single member districts in Broward County. What is the, because you brought up partisan makeup, what is the percentage in Alachua County, even though you said it's overwhelming, what is it?
About two-thirds to one-third. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
It's okay. You're recognized.
About two-thirds to one-third, Democrat and Republican.
Okay, so the second question is, How many no party affiliated folks are there?
I don't know the answer to that.
My guess is the other question I might have is if it is similar to Broward County, for example, where we're about 2-1, a quarter of the electorate has decided that they're either not interested or disgusted with either party and they're no party affiliated. So when someone goes in a single member district, goes out and knocks on people's doors, asks them for their trust, asks them for their vote, it's typically with those folks who have decided not to be either side, and they've got to drill down to find out what their issues are, whether they're fiscal issues, whether they're freedom issues, whether they're social, whatever they are. And so I guess my question is, I understand where you're here advocating for this, and I was a member of FAC for 8 years, and I was in chaired a couple of committees and was very involved. I think they do a great job. I've yet to see them get into a point, and I think you clarified that for us, where they are advocating one way or the other. You're saying home rule. So my question is, somebody else had brought it up before, would you agree that the ultimate home rule is literally what the taxpayer, the voter, the citizen, the family votes? Isn't that the ultimate home rule?
You recognize? Yes, it absolutely is. And in the 90s, all of those homes voted overwhelmingly for the Alachua County Charter. And in the Alachua County Charter, it gave them three ways to amend the charter. This bill is bypassing what the voters overwhelmingly supported. I'm glad you asked that question.
One final question, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Recognize.
Has the electorate, has the population of Alachua County as a whole changed in A, population, and B, in diversity of many things since the 1990s?
You recognize? Mr. Chair, not much. Right now, the African American voter registration is approximately 19%, 18.9%. Interestingly, we have one black county commissioner now. 20% of our county commission is African American. The African American population in Alachua County is very spread out. Commissioner Martin was correct. Our county is the ideal for districts. By the way, our commissioners do have to live in their district, but they're voted for at large. But we have contiguous, compact, it is like a pie. It is like a circle with five almost equally sized pieces. But our African-American population is very spread out within the districts, and that's why we've had as many as three African-American commissioners at one time in Alachua County.
Yeah, follow up. I do apologize, but I asked you a question about diversity, and all you did is talk about African-American voters. I mean, has the population in Alachua County changed, I would say, from a perspective of, has ag changed, has retail changed, has business changed? Is there an explosion of Hispanic population? Are there different people that are in Gainesville than voted for this charter amendment is what I was trying to figure out.
You recognize? I have to confess, Representative, I was not prepared to answer that question. I don't know the answer to that question. I can tell you, though, that every year the elected officials appoint a charter review commission, and every year they have an opportunity to place things on the ballot. If the changes that you're suggesting have happened, then citizens have right now the tools to amend the charter. And like the state constitution, that shouldn't be easy. But this bill is making it extremely easy to change something that the voters of Alachua County voted for. And Mr. Chair, if I might, there was one other point before the question sure. started. Let me be very clear on taxpayer dollars and campaign issues. Alachua County is very, very clear about what money can be spent on and what it can't be spent on. A government can spend money on educational campaigns when it comes to voter referendums. They cannot spend money on advocating. If there is a group that decides to oppose this bill, that would have to be a private organization. That would not be Alachua County. Alachua County can certainly spend money on a campaign that educates the voters as to the fact of a referendum. And by the way, the county commission unanimously opposes this bill. The City of Gainesville Commission unanimously opposes this bill. To my knowledge, there's not a single city commission, including Mr. Martin's city commission, that supports this bill, that has come out and voted in support of this bill. So you've got nine cities and a county that have not voted to support this bill, as well as one member of the local delegation. Now, I don't know about you, but this is a very unusual local bill with that kind of opposition locally, and it just seems to be an inappropriate use of local bill.
Any other questions, members? Representative Mongolia.
Is the local bill process a legitimate form of changing this situation? Because you're making it sound like it's an illegitimate way, but is it a legitimate way of changing this from countywide to single district?
You recognize. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Is your question, is what Representative Clemens doing legal?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And follow up. So you had spoke about educational campaigns. I'm going to preface the question by saying I've seen some of these educational campaigns by governments, and they're very slick because, you know, you can't have expressed advocacy, obviously, because then you get into the political realm of saying vote against or vote for something. But cities and counties do something very slick with their quote-unquote educational campaigns. They'll say that, hey, if you don't approve this extra half cent or full cent, then you're going to lose all of these services. So it is an educational campaign wrapped in a political campaign wrapped in an educational campaign. Can you tell me right now that your county will not engage in that type of communications with the city, the county, you know, where tax dollars, the cities and counties with the taxpayers, that tax dollars will not be used in any way, not only for expressed advocacy, but something trying to be slick, getting the, using the county tax dollars to try to advocate for the way you want this to turn out.
You recognize. Speaking of slick, that was a very slick question. I mean, if you want to talk about slick campaigns, let's talk about some of the state constitutional campaigns.
All right, sir.
Okay.
He has a question. So, if you know the answer, answer the question. If you don't know the answer to the question, then we can move on to his next question.
Well, there was a lot of exposition in that question, then, Mr. Chair, that I should have
question,
an opportunity
sir.
To respond to. However, I will answer the question. The county always follows the letter of the law when deciding whether or not to do an educational campaign.
Thank you. That'll conclude your testimony. Thank you.
Okay.
Next, we have Ryan Matthews from the City of Gainesville, who waves in opposition. All right, members, we are in debate. Any members wishing to debate? Representative Bartleman.
I am very confused about this issue. I wish I had got contacted earlier, but I feel that based on everything that's been said, that there the residents of Alachua County will know what this is about and will make the right decision for their county and be able to put this matter to bed. And so right now it's very strange for me to be leaning this way, but I am with all the local bills this year, and I just want to put this on record because I respect Representative Hinson a lot. I feel like we get these local bills and then everyone comes to us to change the local bill all the time. And I almost feel like go back to the people who sponsored those local bills and hold them responsible as opposed to coming in the other door to try to get us to stop them because they're not. So this to me is between you and your delegation. And I think it sounds like if everyone is against it, you can just put it to bed and it'll be done. So that's where I'm going to be today.
Representative Tant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm loath to stand against a community given the testimony today. However, my county and my city are single member districts. And as a result, we are very diverse on our county commission, and the issues that are brought from the various different parts of the community are very different, and they are fiercely advocated for. And it brings a great deal more information and richness to the considerations of our commission, both at the city and county level. So because of that, I wish that we'd had more information going into this. I'm going to be up today, but I want to continue. I mean, I would like to maybe work with you on adding some at-large members, because we do have five districts and two at-large that bring everybody together. And so these are some things I'd like to talk with the sponsor about when this is over. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative LaMarca.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I apologize speaking so much out on this issue, but spent a little bit of time on the county commission. I think Representative Tant made an excellent point in the fact that if you look at Leon County and the city of Tallahassee, there's, I think, seven county commissioners, five city commissioners, and a mayor. This is not about Republican Democrat. There's not a single Democrat on either of those two boards. This is about proper representation. And I think she made the case. I would also just go on record and saying, as much as I support this bill, Representative Clemens, you generate a lot of email into a lot of our email boxes today, but typically on both sides, we'll see things. But I had the opportunity to speak to a former county commissioner from Alachua who was elected in 2010, same year I was, and she served 4 years, she and I had a good conversation about this issue. Look, I think it's when we talk about preemption and home rule, we're really talking about making sure that the people can vote on these things. And what you bring forward today allows the people of Alachua to vote. If they vote to make Alachua look like Leon or Broward, then that's up to the people. But I'm in support.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I am a very strong proponent of single member districts. And that's rooted in my history with the Florida legislature. I came to the legislature in 1970 as secretary to Representative Gwendolyn Sawyer Cherry. And Representative Cherry was the first African American to ever serve in the Florida legislature in its entire history. And the only other African American was Jolaine Kershaw. They were both from Miami, where I'm from. And it was not until 1982 that African Americans were represented in this legislative body in appreciable numbers, and that was because of single member districts. And I have seen how minority communities are locked out with at-large voting districts. There's one in my community, the city of Winter Park, which hasn't had an African-American on the commission since the 1800s because there's an at-large voting system. So I'm a very strong proponent of single-member districts. And just last week, I voted for a local bill to allow Lee County voters to decide if they wanted to elect or appoint a school superintendent, a local bill. And I think that people who come from different communities know those communities. They bring their issues here. And I voted for that bill, which was controversial with a lot of people. But I think that the voters ought to decide. And I do believe that single member districts result in a more diverse body, whether that's the state legislature, the county commission, city commission, or whatever. And Representative Henson, I'd like to talk with you further about your concerns, but today I am up on the bill to provide for single member districts. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Roach.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Rep. Clemens, for the bill. You know, my passion for this issue, I guess, does stem from last week's debate on the House floor when, for the first time, at least in my memory, we had a local bill going into structured debate. And Rep. Thompson is exactly right. The question that we're deciding here today is largely procedural. We're not voting here today on whether Alachua County should have single-member districts or not. The question is who gets to decide. And I feel strongly that the voters in Alachua County should be given the opportunity to make that decision. And if this is bad for them and bad for their communities, and I would expect them to vote no. And I want to correct just one thing that I think was a bit disingenuous in some of the presentations today when we talked about, we were given information about the fact that Alachua County built in, when they approved their charter, three mechanisms to amend the charter. And this process is kind of looked at as an end run around that. But when the voters of Alachua County voted on their charter and put up mechanisms to amend their county charter, they didn't vote against an already longstanding method of revising their charter with a local bill. They didn't vote to take that away. They simply voted for additional mechanisms to change their charter in Alachua County. So to say that this is somehow an end run against that, I think is a bit disingenuous. I'll be up on the bill, and I would encourage everyone to remember this is procedural. We're not making that decision today. We're simply giving the voters of Alachua County the ability to govern themselves, and I'm all for that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other members in debate? Representative Stevenson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate all the comments that were made today. I was looking, it looks like you have about a third more people now than you did when your charter was initiated. sometimes, and I don't know if this is the case for you, but sometimes the largest city or the most organized, longstanding tradition has control of how the districts are drawn until a county gets more urbanized. I was one of the first county commissioners in my county that was from more of an outlying area, and now our districts look significantly different than they used to, and have where the needs of different parts of the community are considered at budget and different times. You may already be covering all the bases, and if you are, it'll probably be exactly the same. You're still going to have the ability to control so much through your growth management rules, through your where you put your utilities, which have significant rates. I just think it's appropriate that they have a chance. The people came to your Charter Review Commission, which is appointed by your board, and asked, there were requests for this to be considered. We're going to give them that chance. And I concur with the other speakers. The people will know the right decision to make. And I know this is a little difficult. It's a little awkward that it's coming from the state instead of coming through a petition process. But it is a significant amount of effort and engagement to get 10% to do that. So I appreciate that the people of Alachua County may get that chance if Representative Clemens' bill succeeds. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other members in debate? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair. Just real briefly, I guess I'm almost feel compelled to jump in because so many other people have spoken. But this is one of the bills that I'll actually see three times and then before we vote on it on the floor. And I thought the issues that were brought up from the Alachua County folks were succinct and cogent, and I followed them and I understood them. But I also know Rep. Clemens to be a man of integrity and honor, and I was disappointed to hear it become a political Republican versus Democrat. When I look down at my sheet and I see that this bill passed the first committee unanimously, 100% Republicans and Democrats supported this bill through its first committee. So it's not a partisan issue, but there are issues to be addressed. And I have absolute confidence that Rep. Clemens will continue to work with all the stakeholders to make this bill better. And we've heard some recommendations today on this committee of how maybe it can be made better. So today I'm up on the bill because I'm up on Rep. Clemens.
Any other members wishing to debate? Okay, seeing no more debate, Representative Clemens, you are free to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I appreciate the healthy dialogue that went all across the board here today. Everything that could be said about this bill has already been said, and with that, I will ask for your favorable vote.
Thank you. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Thompson? Smith?
Yes.
Vardaman?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Grawl?
Yes.
Ngoglia?
Yes.
Gillibrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers? Stevenson?
Yes, ma'am.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Bill passes, sir.
Show the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Clemens. Members, that will conclude our meeting, and upon the motion of Representative Ngoglia, without objection, the meeting stands adjourned.